Greetings, everybody. So we are in our nest, the space where we've been for the last 5 years. The street that we're on is Tule Avenue downtown, and we've been on this street for 7 years. And about 3 weeks ago, we found a new place. And so it's been a very quick transition. And while I have been anticipating a change, I didn't really see this particular version of it happening or coming. And so it has been fast. And so we were here in the nest, and then a couple weeks later, we're not here. And it's just the bare bones in this room. It's a little more echoey. And next week, we just had our opening at the new place yesterday and today, and so next week we will be clearing out the remnants of the nest and leaving it, leaving the nest. And so I realized that people have been coming here for years, 5 years, and so it may have been a while since someone, or even not that long, but long enough where someone was here at the nest and all of a sudden it's going away. And so I wanted to offer a time when we can be here specifically to connect with the beings and the energies of ours and others and the nest as a whole in this space, because we are going to not be here any longer. And these walls in this space have heard a lot of stories and witnessed a lot of tears and emotion and facilitated relationships of all different kinds and caused dreams and all kinds of things. And so it has been an honor, and I've been very grateful to have this space within a bigger building, within the Galactic Center building, thanks to Steve I, who has protected this space, and Kati, who have tended this space for years. But now it's time for us to go. So maybe there are people listening who haven't been here in a long time, or were just here and now they can't be here, or they'll never come again. But what has happened in this room has been deep and meaningful and sometimes scary and sometimes angering and heartbreaking, disappointing, frustrating, beautiful, all kinds of things. And so there's someone named Susan who isn't able to be around this weekend, and she, just about an hour before this circle, she sent me a prayer that she wrote for the closing of the nest, and it's quite beautiful. And so I would like to read it, and then after I read it, those of us in the room who have music makers will make rhythm, and anyone who's listening in the room or some other place or some other time, spend the energy or focus on the energies in this room that you want to connect with, say goodbye, say hello, whatever you need to do, and we will make that rhythm together. And then the recording will stop, and there will be sharing in the room. A prayer to close our beautiful nest. We gather with our spirit guides and friends in this place now empty of regalia. As our voices seem to echo here, our thoughts echo too. Our loving thoughts echo back in time and space. They claim moments of the burgeoning hopes and blossoming ideas that were once such an exciting present moment. As we honor them and lay them to rest, our hearts connect with the echoes. Our heart's connection so strong that the power of love lifts the echoes throughout the universe to rise and establish the very foundations of our present expanding now. Come, spirits of our mysterious directions, and look upon your constant, loving support, then and now. Come, spirits of the immortal skies, as you filled our senses then, open our senses now. Come, tireless, reverent Mother Earth, we honor your nurturing then and need it more than ever now. Come, spirit guides, rejoice in the majesty of your works then, and let us spin together the possible futures now. We honor and can never be grateful enough for all that has been. Yet to connect within our hearts, we bring forth the strengths of the miracles of the past and see them as loving tools that are ours now to create our glowing futures. Our thanks be in this, the room of our past.